Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Guardians, right now, they won last night. That's two in a row, by the way. So they're starting a four-game series during game two coming up tonight against the Detroit Tigers. And then, of course, they'll be back home to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Things are not the best that they've been here. They're still 27-22. We're still back. We're back in second place in the division, by the way, Tone.
Just like that. You know, the funny thing is they've played nowhere near their best baseball.
Things are not as great as what maybe some would hope here. At least they're not as bad as what they are in Pittsburgh, where their general manager, Ben Cherington, is being asked, are they willing to trade Paul Skeens?
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
Paul Skeens' first big league start, his first big league appearance, May 11th of last year.
Yeah.
And they're already being asked, like, is it better if you guys just trade Paul Skeens? And it started to get me thinking here. Go with me on an odyssey, if you will. I'm going to try to get to this point quick here. Here's Jim Bowden yesterday from MLB Network and everywhere else. He's a venerable baseball man. He was on 2 days ago. He was on Afternoon Drive. He had this to say about the Guardians and what path they should take.
You are what you are in the standings. You know, you're a fourth-place team right now. That's what you are. And you look at where you are in team ERA and run scored, and you can't deny that you're in the bottom third up to 30 clubs. That's not good enough. You know, we're almost at Memorial Day. After 2 months, you pretty much know what you are, and you get the next 2 months to fix it.
A little bit harsh. A little bit harsh. But maybe there's a dose of reality here, because even though I had it out with Andy yesterday, and again, the other stuff I'm not going to apologize for, but the whole, I heard him wrong, and I thought it was Jeff, or I thought it was him who was also, excited is not the right word, but more relieved that we would not have to bring up Travis Bezzana as of this year. Here is this audio from middays from the Talking Heads 2 days ago about Travis Bezzana.
So Travis Bezzana, 8 to 10 week injury with an internal oblique strain.
Am I jumping the gun to say, okay, we can cool all the talk about Travis Bezzana jumping up to the majors this year?
No.
I think that pretty much silences it.
Wait a second. So 10 weeks from now, get some down.
It 10 weeks,
two and a
Andy,
half months. So that put us at the beginning of August.
August. Yeah, but he'd be coming back to the AA team in the beginning of August. You're not going to go out and train and try and rehab in Arizona and then
Didn't
jump to the
Didn't you just
majors.
Say he's going to Arizona right now to rehab?
He's going to rehab. Doesn't mean
he's going to rehab at Goodyear.
Okay. So?
So you're going to rehab him and jump him to the majors?
No, you come back and play a little bit in the minors and then bring him up at the end of the, it's the end of the year.
That's not happening.
I mean, I know the rules are different for how many guys you're going to bring up, but I don't bring
that's,
them up.
That's not happening.
I hate hearing it. I hate the way Jeff's saying it. Jeff's not wrong. It ain't happening. I mean, he's not coming up this year. The clock would run on him, and I think there's probably a lot of people who are listening and go, yeah, Ken, no kidding. Well, I want to know, is that Stockholm Syndrome by me? Is that Stockholm Syndrome by Jeff? Like, Jeff's had it out with some fans about the Guardians here over these first 2 months of the season. Like, we had that one clip of Jeff. He was downright mean-spirited to the one caller about the Guardians and what they're doing. And when I put it out on social media, I go, hey, man, you guys can have whatever criticism of the Guardians you want. And there's some warranted criticisms here. We're not talking about trading Paul Skeens a year into this. We're not going to have a conversation about trading Travis Bezina. Say Travis Bezina starts off the year on the active roster next season, ends up being a great player. I don't think at the beginning of 2027 we're going to be talking about trading away Travis Bezina. I mean, this is insane. This is what's going on over there is an affront to professional baseball. And I do. I got a lot of people going, we're not that much better. Can I go, we're not that much better? How are we not that much better? That there, I mean, that's a giant state park is what that stadium is. Go there and look at the scenery.
And it's empty.
And there happens to be some baseball in front of you, but really they want you to look at the skyline and the river and the beautiful stadium. That's all that is. That's all that is. This team, whether we like it or not, and I do like it, they're competitive, but they are competitive enough to get you frustrated because there is more that they can do, except they are, and I'm not going to say the S word, not going to say that, they definitely have limited funds, and they're dealing with television deal ramifications the same way the Minnesota Twins dealt with them last year. And here we are having to do it in our own right. And it makes the situation a little bit more difficult, and it makes it that much more frustrating with fans because they don't want to hear anybody crying about their money in professional sports.
Well, it's just the silliest of silly to have to even wonder, to worry when your team gets somebody as good and could be generational talent, right? That's what Skeens has.
Yeah.
Who knows how healthy he'll be able to stay because he is a pitcher, and we know what happens. But I'm just saying, like, this is the one really dark part of this sport that, like, their fans are left to even have to wonder about that this early into a career. I mean, that's the worst.
Like,
at least we got LeBron for 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked losing him, but we got him for 7. Milwaukee's had Giannis for 11 now, well, and 12.
But in the other sports, let's be serious, you also have a thing where the other owner, if he believes he can win, he will spend into oblivion, and he's proved that before. And you have another owner that, boy, you can say what you want, but they have a strong salary cap, but you can go ahead and spend as much as you possibly can. And there is, if any great player wants money, he will pay him the great money. He has no problem doing that. Here, yeah, you got to be a little bit more fiscally conservative and fiscally responsible about
it. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Got it. But I gotta ask you though. I mean, I want to see this. I can only make excuses so long. I can only look at this from this prism for so long before I have to look at it and go, wait a minute, am I seeing the truth here? And I ask, like, has Jeff affected me with Stockholm Syndrome in this? Because I'm not going to put Travis Bezina up there because I don't want to hurry him just to put him in a major
but
league.
I'll never.
I don't want to hurry him back from an injury just to put him in a major league uniform.
I'm never going to root for Nazi and exciting guys and putting that
even
off.
During a season
I'm never going to be in that camp.
Let me ask you.
That's not what sports is all about. I can't be bean counting. I can't be, you know, we've already been forced to talk about the business of these sports enough where we're looking at salary cap ramifications. And I hate that in baseball, I've got to factor in the fact that the Guardians lost nearly $50 million in local TV revenue because of the deal. So that already sucks enough. You can't then as a fan, you can't ask me to start to put off the excitement of a young player because it helps the team 4 years from now.
So you want to see Bizzano now?
Well, when he's ready. I mean, no,
I mean. Yeah.
If he's truly ready, well, yeah. If there's room for him, you'd like to see him.
Do you think that this is a team that's going to be in the hunt at the end of the year?
Yeah, because of the wild card situation in the American League, I do think they're going to be in the hunt.
Do you believe that they can make any noise?
Right now, it does not look like it, but I do warn you, like, we still have David Fry and Lane Thomas are two pretty big cogs, and also Shane Bieber. Like, I don't want to write them off right now. It does not seem like a special team.
You don't want to be known as a hater, and I'm setting you up to be a hater. And I don't mean to do that.
I think I'm being honest. They don't seem like a special team, but it's also, we just played a clip, a former GM in baseball saying that, you know, after Memorial Day, you kind of are what you are. The thing is, we have not played anywhere near our best baseball, and I'm hoping, obviously, that's still ahead of us.
Well, I think we all are. But if you had to say right now, are they going to be a American League Championship Series team? As of May 23rd,
yeah, right now,
you would
like
say
that.
No. Then what's the point of bringing up Travis Bizzano and starting the clock on him? Well, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Jeff on this.
I thought the first year of Frankie, I thought they waited too long. And
made the argument if they brought him up that they would have made the postseason that year.
Well, and I know you can look at wins over replacement and all that, but actually seeing how somebody like that could electrify not only a crowd but just a clubhouse and can get them believing, I do think that stuff happens, and it's tough to measure the extent to which that can happen, but I think it does.
Because I can hear an argument about Travis Bizzano and say, well, if you bring him up. If he's good to go, if he's healthy enough to go, you bring him up in September, he gets to see big league pitching. And I'm thinking, he can see big league pitching in spring training, obviously, next year. He can see big league pitching in April of next year, March next year, or whenever they get it started, because you do have a CBA coming up here, which is going to be a little bit testy. So he could see that big league pitching to start a season. If they are not in a position that it can be competitive, that I can put him around hot bats, that I could put him around guys that can help, I'm not going to bring him up yet. Like, has to gain consistency.
I think you're underestimating, like, if this season if it isn't meant to be, if things go south, there's going to be a lot of doubt about this team the following offseason. Like, the very least you could do is get something exciting going and get people to believe in the following year. And I just think anytime you're holding somebody in the minors that has the talent and ability to be in the majors, I think you're underestimating the toll that's going to play on this fan base.
I don't think I'm underestimating it at all. I'm looking at it for what it is. If things got really good.
Like, if you want people to check out for as long as possible from baseball, do that.
Oh,
let's keep Bizzano in the minor leagues, you know, longer than he actually has to be.
Travis Bizzano, an opening day starter for you? That wouldn't get people excited?
I think what would be exciting is to see him play with the big league club this year and start to see how talented he truly is.
Nah, man,
that's what'll get people talking all offseason.
If we're just talking about perfect excitement, I mean, opening day is opening day. But if I have Travis Bizzano starting at second base in 2026 off the year,
but in both our scenarios, he's starting next year. Both our scenarios include that.
But that's. But
why wouldn't you want to inject some excitement and get people, especially, you know how dark.
If I'm out of the race.
Like, think
of
the Manny Acton years. You know how dark that was at the end of the season.
That was, and you're thinking of the years. I'm looking at a year. If they happen to be out of the race, like they're 5 games back right now. Say they were 8 games back. All right, you're not going to be in it. Now they're in the wild card. Say they're out of the race in September. Then what's the point? Because, hell, if we're already competing for the eyes of everybody, we're all going to be paying attention to the Browns and getting ready for the Cavs in the first place. So why not get Travis Bizzano up in the spring to start the season anew with the Cleveland Guardians? I don't have to rush anything back now. It sounds cheap. It sounds like Stockholm Syndrome. And quite frankly, it may very well be. But it still seems like it's the more reasonable, common sense move for a team that, no matter what I say, no matter how much I grind my teeth, is going to be as fiscally responsible as they possibly can in this climate of Major League Baseball. I can accept it and look at them for what they are, or I can just become a Pirates fan and see what type of cesspool that is, where they just take the bricks of the people that built the stadium and go and throw them in a dumpster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.